Skip the ramen noodles. Don't even think about a frozen pizza. It's time to find out where you'll enjoy some drinks and dinner tonight.
Arizona Guy Fieri here from Diners, Drive-Ins, and Dives on the Food Network. I hope you'll be listening to On the Menu Live with the Madman, Matt Russell.
On KNST.
And welcome, fellow foodies, to another exciting hour of radio. This is Matt Russell broadcasting live from one of the great places here in Southern Arizona, and I feel like I just walked onto the set of Dr. Zhivago. We are here broadcasting live from Kalina Russian Cuisine and Tea House, 8963 East Tankaverde Road, deep in the heart of Tankaverde Valley, Tankaverde and Bear Canyon. We are having a great time, fellow foodies. Now listen to this. Our good friend Natasha Kalina is rolling out the red carpet for you, and she is singing, come on over here to Kalina and join us for the broadcast. Take a look at this spectacular world-class menu, and she is going to hand-deliver to you a pot of organic tea and a plate of traditional homemade pierogies for only $5. Yes, you heard me right, so come on down to Kalina Russian Cuisine and Tea House, again, 8963 East Tankaverde Road in the heart of Tankaverde Valley, for some traditional, authentic Russian cuisine. And now, as we do every Saturday at 4 o'clock, we scan the landscape of celebrity co-hosts, finding just the right person to join us for the most delicious hour on radio. And here he is once again, the honorable, the award-winning, the highly sought-after and highly credentialed man behind Tucson foodie, Adam Lehrman. Hey, what's going on, Adam?
Matt, thank you so much for having me on again. It's been too long. Well, too long being on the show. I just saw you about a week or so ago. At the Margarita Championship.
Yeah.
World Margarita Championship. Nope. I get confused because about a month before that was the Salsa and Tequila Challenge.
Yeah, I can't keep up with that with the spirits.
But 2 weeks ago was the World Margarita Championship, and we had a good time there.
Yeah, we certainly did. And you know what? I remember the very first margarita you and I had the chance to taste. Now, if there's anybody that can actually get away with making a margarita with beet juice, that's right, with beet juice, call it a beet-arita. There's only one person in this community that can pull that off, and that's Natasha Kalina herself.
They had an impressive entry in the contest, and I'm happy to be here because we get to try not only I don't know if we'll get more of that margarita, but we'll definitely hopefully get some of this vodka and caviar.
And that's what we want to talk about today. So this is one of the, I think, the biggest things making food news in Southern Arizona. Not, I think, a week ago, just days ago, Natasha Kalina announced that she has rolled out a vodka and caviar bar. When do we start, Adam Lehrman?
How often do you hear the word caviar in town? I mean, normally you see little orange stuff on your sushi, but I mean, caviar is that's taken to another level, and then pairing it up with vodka.
I mean, in
its own bar, like hello.
I'm there. I absolutely.
I'm
think
here.
It's spectacular. I had a little advanced sneak peek at some of these great Russian vodkas that Natasha has rolled out, and I mean, I can't pronounce any of them, despite the fact that my family, they're all from Russia. I've done my best to try. Natasha will help translate them for you, but these are world-class premium vodkas served alongside some rare and beautifully, you know, wonderful sort of salty, briny caviar. I just think it's a wonderful food pairing.
I wonder if some of those vodkas are traditional Russian potato vodkas.
Oh, we're going to have to ask Natasha that when she joins us for the broadcast. Well, we're going to find out what you think is making food news these days, but I wanted to make sure that all of our audience and all of our listeners knew that the Tucson Foodie was just named by the readers of Tucson Weekly. Now, I don't know how many readers Tucson Weekly has, but I mean,
at least 18 voted.
At least 18 voted. No, it's one of the most frequently picked up periodicals in all of Southern Arizona, and Tucson Foodie was named best blog in all of Southern Arizona. Congratulations!
Thank you so much. It really is awesome to get that award, and so we've kind of shifted away from blog, actually, to more of an online food magazine, but it's still an honor to get that, and I don't feel anything negative about the blog connotation, but we definitely have kind of shoved more onto like the online food magazine where we're not really blogging. We're posting news and updates and menus and events and things like that. But I mean, I can't I can't express how thankful I am to everybody for voting us in. And, you know, there's a lot of good contenders in there, and it just makes me so happy to see that in there.
Yeah, I tell you what, I'm glad you're sort of shifting from blog, because I think blog means different things to different people, but you really are a multimedia destination for what's going on in the Tucson culinary and cocktail scene. And, you know, whether it's Facebook or Instagram or whether it's Pinterest or whether it's Twitter or whether it's, you know, your email newsletter. I mean, and I was just talking to our good friend Katie Garber before the show, and we were fascinated by the fact that you are pushing out real live content seemingly every single day. I mean, how in the world can you keep up with all that?
I don't know. Sometimes it's hard. I'm sure you heard recently. We had a new baby. My girlfriend had. We have a new baby.
Well, it takes a village. And so, I understand. So, it takes more than one.
So the last week has been it's been hard to get it all out. But yeah, we try to get something out at least daily, and if we can even two times a day. So it's that's the vision, is to make sure we're pumping out something every day.
And what are the kinds of things that you guys are covering on the Tucson food scene? What are you looking for on the food side in terms of stories? I mean, what captivates the interest of the folks over there at Tucson Foodie?
You know, it's funny you ask that, because it's something that we're always asking ourselves. Because you might post something one day and find that it gets a great response, and then the next day it's like what happened. So what we like to post is a few different things.
There we go.
News. News is going to be things like menu updates, things that are going on internally in a restaurant that wouldn't be considered an event. Then we're going to be posting about events. So an event would be like a wine dinner or any kind of an event at a restaurant, or just an event like the World Margarita Championship.
Right.
And then the other big thing is our features, which are original features. So the last big one we did was 12 ethnic dishes from all over town. And, you know, what we like to do is just kind of find stuff that you might not have heard about. And we have a new writer that wrote that piece. And I mean, I learned something new about it, Matt. Believe this or not, I recently discovered Don Pedro's Peruvian Bistro. Have you been to that place?
No.
Oh, they have ceviche. They're on South 6th. And it's got a nice vibe in there. It's nice. It's not like, hole in the wall. It's a nice place. And, the ceviche, it's like, what? So that was included in our 12 ethnic dishes. So we want to show people things that they just didn't know existed in Tucson.
Now, did you get a good Pisco sour when you were down there? I mean, if a Peruvian cuisine, they got a Pisco. You have a liquor license there?
You know, I did not get a Pisco sour, but that's Peruvian? Yeah, that's
absolutely
Peruvian.
Yeah.
No, I did not get a I did not get a Pisco Sour, but there's this purple drink made from like purple corn, a sweet drink. It was I had lunch there, and it was so delicious. I was there with a few guys, and they all loved it.
Beautiful. What else is making food news on Tucson Foodie these days? What's captivating your palate as you make your way across the desert Southwest?
What is captivating my palate these days, man? I'll tell you. Recently, I had a Ryan Clark over at Augustine Kitchen, he just unveiled his new fall menu, and he's got a bibimbap bowl on there. And I don't know if I've told you, I'm a big fan of kimchi thyme, that
yes,
Korean joint.
Yes, absolutely.
And I don't think I ever had an authentic bibimbap bowl until I went there. He did one on his menu. Honestly, I don't know if he could pull it off. And when I tasted it, I was like, man, you pulled it off, man. This is delicious.
A bibimbap?
Yes.
Bibimbap.
Yes.
You heard it here first on The Menu Live. Adam Lehrman, he uses the big words because he's tried it all, and he's giving you exactly what you need to hear. Anyway, we're going to take a quick commercial break, and we're going to thank a couple of sponsors. And when we come back, we're going to take a little bit of a shift from Russia down to Argentina.
Yes.
Because Argentina Heart and Soul is coming up at the Hacienda del Sol, and this is one event, fellow foodies, that you do not want to miss. I want you to stick around. You're listening to On The Menu Live on AM 790 KNSD. We'll be right back.
How's it going, Tucson? Jeff Morrow here from the Sandwich King on the Food Network. Thanks for listening to On The Menu Live with my buddy Matt Russell.
And welcome back to On The Menu Live. It's Matt Russell broadcasting live deep in the heart of Russia at the Kalina Russian Cuisine and Tea House, 8963 East Tankaverde Road, deep in the heart of the Tankaverde Valley on Tankaverde and Bear Canyon Road. We are sitting at the throne of majesty with Natasha Kalina. She's going to be joining us here in a few minutes, but we're back here with our celebrity co-host for the full hour, the Tucson foodie himself, Adam Lehrman. Always having a good time when you and I get together.
I always do have a good time with you, Matt.
Well, as I said, we're going to do a little bit of a shift from Russia over over down to Argentina because one of my favorite events of the year is coming up here very soon, fellow foodies, and you want to make sure that you get this on your calendar, and there's only one guy in this community can do this next segment justice. He's the beverage manager over at the Hacienda del Sol. My good friend John Kulikowski is here. John, how are you?
Hey, Matt, how are you? Nice to hear from you, and congratulations to Adam.
Thank you very much, John.
Well, anyway, John, as we were telling our audience, you know, Argentina, heart and soul, is coming up here. It's right around the corner, and I want to make sure that all of our listeners get this on their calendar because this is one of the sexiest, sultriest events in all of the Grand Canyon State. Make sure that all of our listeners exactly know, what do you have on tap for Argentina, heart and soul at the Hacienda del Sol?
Well, that event's going to start on, it's going to take place on Sunday, November 16th from 4 to 7 p.m. And it's $55 a person. We're going to have the Kings of Pleasure Blues Band playing. And Chef Bruce Yim has come up with quite a menu, including suckling roast pig, house-made linguica sausages, roasted lamb with chimichurri sauce. And even for vegetarians, we're going to have grilled vegetable platters with grilled pizza and potato, tomato, mozzarella, charcuterie platters, and our pastry chef has come up with wonderful, authentic desserts, dulce de leche sandwich cookies, jelly roll, traditional sponge cake filled with dulce de leche filling. It's going to be quite an event. It's my favorite event here at Hacienda. And we feature
so
30 to 35 different wines, all from Argentina, Malbecs, Torontes, sparkling wine. It's just great.
So, again, November the 16th from 4 p.m. to 7 p.m., only $55, fellow foodies, for everything that you just heard John talk about. And then we heard about this great menu that Chef Yim has put together. For some of our listeners, John, that might not really know Argentinian cuisine, talk a little bit about the culinary approach and what can they expect flavor-wise to find itself on the plate.
Hello.
Hello, John.
Yeah. I'm sorry, Matt, I didn't quite hear you there.
Oh, no, I was just saying, you know, when you're thinking about Argentinian cuisine, what kinds of flavors come together on the plate? I mean, you talked about this great menu that Chef Yim has put together, but when you're thinking about the spectrum of flavors that Argentina is known for, what can we expect
to
see?
Argentina is known for its meats, and we set up grills outside with all kinds of roasted grilled meats. Everything's done on the grill. Chef Bruce made the linguica sausages. We're going to have a whole pig out there, which will be sliced in, to order. Guests grab a wine glass and go to the various tables around, tasting, sampling 30 to 35 wines. All of them are available at retail. So at the end of the event, you get a retail price sheet, and we'll have the wines to be picked up for you to enjoy. It's a great way to stock up for the holidays with all kinds of delicious you know, Argentinian authentic wines. And Bruce has matched all our grilled meats to some of these wine flavor profiles. He really has the whole gamut here, from vegetable platters to charcuterie platters, whole pigs, pork ribs will be there, beef empanadas, seafood platters. It's just a spread. I don't think anybody would be the least bit disappointed in the magnificent array of foods for every palate.
Well, John, if you're going to be featuring a whole pig, you can almost guarantee that I'm going to be there. If there's anything left out off of that baby, and maybe Adam can clean up after I'm done.
I think you were here last year.
Absolutely. I haven't missed it yet, John. Now, the entertainment part of the evening I want to talk about, because when you're thinking about, you know, this live entertainment, always great dancing. Now, I've seen some Argentinian dancers up at this event. I mean, when you're thinking about Argentinian music and dancing and the, sort of that fun vibe that creates, this is just a full-on sort of sexy, sultry encounter up there.
Yeah, absolutely. This year, our entertainment is the Kings of Pleasure. They are a blues band. But we always have entertainment here at Hacienda. Every Thursday we have jazz singers. Friday and Saturday we have local entertainment, local bands. Rafael Moreno, Tesoro often plays. And on Sunday we do Hacienda del Blues from 5 until 8. And we have every week Marty Cool features a blues band. And our terraza patio has now moved into our courtyard with spectacular sunset views. I mean, people are just raving about the wonderful views and sunset as you sit out there, sip a great cocktail, and enjoy some of our great food.
And it's only going to get better because I want to tell all of our foodies to go to the Arizona Daily Star, a great article in today's Star about your expansion program. I mean, you are literally doubling the size of your guest rooms. You're going to be completely redoing the restaurant patio. I mean, we are so excited to see these changes afoot up at the Hacienda del Sol. Again, a beautiful, majestic, picturesque backdrop for this wonderful Argentina Heart and Soul event. $55. Where else can you find 30 to 35 wines, wonderful Argentinian cuisine, live music? And John Kolakowski himself is going to be there. How can people get tickets, John?
Hey, Matt, I'm always here, and I'm delighted to talk to anybody who wants to learn about Argentinian wines. It's really a fun thing for me. It's one of the things I just love doing, matching the food and wine pairings. I'm available as a somm every night with our award-winning wine list. We've gotten the Wine Spectator Award of Excellence more than 14 years in a row. And we have over 850 wines on the list, something for every palate and something for every price range.
I think that's absolutely delicious. So for people that want to make plans and get tickets to go to Argentina Heart and Soul, what's the best way to do it? Okay, I think we lost John. But anyway, 529-3500 is the number to call. 529-3500 is the number to call if you want to pick up tickets to Argentina Heart and Soul, or just go to HaciendaDelSol.com and tickets are there available for you to purchase. We're going to take another quick commercial break and thank a couple of sponsors. And when we come back, Natasha Kalina herself is going to be sitting down and we're going to be talking about vodka and caviar and all things Russian right from our live broadcast at Kalina Russian Cuisine and Tea House. You're listening to On the Menu Live on AM 790 KNST. Stick around. We'll be right back.
Hey, all you barbecue pitmasters out there in Arizona. This is Ray Lampe, Dr. Barbecue, and you're listening to On the Menu Live with my pal Matt Russell. It's the most delicious hour on radio, and it's only here on KNST.
The Menu Live, it's Matt Russell broadcasting live from Kalina, a Russian cuisine and tea house, 8963 East Tancredi Road in the heart of the beautiful Tancredi Valley. Tancredi and Bear Canyon Road here with my celebrity co-host for the full hour from Tucson foodie, Adam Lehrman. Argentina Heart and Soul sounds like a great event, man.
Oh, you know, all I could think about hearing that was like, that. There's one restaurant that I feel like has been missing from Tucson for a long time. It's one of those Argentinian places where they walk around with the meat. You know, have you ever been to one of those where they have the red and green
have
thing?
I ever been to one of those?
When was the last time you were at one of those?
You're thinking about like Fogo de Chão and those Brazilian steakhouses, you know, and I cut deep into the profit potential of these restaurants when I walk through the door. But yeah, those are great places. But here we are really at the epicenter of all things Russia, both on a culinary and cocktail landscape. And here she is in her On the Menu Live debut, the Honorable Natasha Kalina. Natasha, I'm not worthy to be even sitting here with you today.
Actually, you are. Hello, everyone. you are, because you sent me message in Russian, so it's very impressive.
That's right.
You know, you just bought your way in. It's done, you know.
That's
right. You forever in the heart. So, yes, welcome.
Thank you so
Здравствуйте.
Much. I mean, like I was saying right when the show started, I mean, you walk in the front doors of Kalina and you feel like you've stepped under the set of Dr. Zhivago, for crying out loud. I mean, the art and the music and the ambiance that you've created here, I mean, we're back in the homeland.
Thank you so much. Thank you. Actually, the idea was to create a living room in my house and invite people to dine with me, with my family in my house. The recipes, the dishes, everything is very intimate. It's very family. It's very dear to me. It's everything what the culture and my family is all about.
Beautiful.
So I love to share this with people, and I love to see their reaction when they try something that I've never tried before. And they're a little reluctant, you know, in the beginning, and maybe looks a little bit different. That's not what they, you know, used to see. But when the flavors pop in their mouth, when it's really homey, authentic, made from scratch,
yes.
Everything made here with my hands. My mom also works with me in the kitchen, and they smile, they lit up, and they go, wow, I've never tasted anything like that before.
Well,
so it's a wonderful feeling.
I don't know that I've ever been reluctant to bring a glass of vodka to my lips. You know, here you are just days after announcing that you have unveiled before all of this community a vodka and caviar bar, two of the basic food groups in my food lexicon. Talk to us a little bit about the premium Russian vodkas that are available here at Kalina.
Russia and vodka, it's inseparable. You know, I think the joke is that our babies start drinking vodka when they just come out of the. So, yes. I'm very excited about it. The first, because I think it's really unknown and very exotic, and everything about Russia is so exotic. And starting with, you know, the long history of czars and high culture and education, big influences by France, French cooks and wines, and then going into this total complete reverse of, you know, revolution and total change of, you know, disregarding everything that was so fabulous and so elaborate, you know. Yeah. And so how do you kind of combine it all together? Well, I'm sorry, I think it's no better combination between vodka and a caviar to put it together. So you have something hearty, you know, hard liquor, vodka, which makes you happy, and you have very exotic and luxurious and expensive is a caviar.
That sounds like our celebrity co-host. Exotic, luxurious, and expensive? No. I mean, you're actually pretty cheap.
It's more caviar taste on a beer budget.
Don't you worry about the budgets, okay, because you don't really have to spend a lot of money. You can come over and try something very reasonable and have an experience. It is an experience.
Exactly. And I'm glad you said that, too, because you think exotic and you think, you know, sort of world class. You don't have to get a second mortgage on the house to come over here and experience real premium Russian vodkas.
Absolutely not.
Caviar.
And caviar.
I'm not going to charge you $500 for 1 ounce of caviar, you know. Which I could,
and
but
for that we thank you, Natasha. So, is it there's this adage that says that premium vodkas need to be colorless, odorless, and tasteless? Now, I buy the colorless, perhaps I buy the odorless, but tasteless. I mean, I've enjoyed this, some beautifully
it's dangerous, don't you think?
Vodka.
If you can't taste it and you keep drinking it like a water, you know what's going to happen to you in about 5 minutes, right?
That's right. Well, about
it's
9 minutes.
It's dangerous.
About
yeah.
9 minutes. You know, I'm a seasoned veteran, but anyway. But is it traditional in Russia to begin the culinary experience with a toast with vodka? Does vodka sort of move its way through the dining experience? Does it end the night? How do you use vodka?
Throughout the whole evening, with vodka and finishes with vodka.
And depending on how much vodka you have, the next morning might start with vodka.
Oh, you might have to.
That's right. That's right. So it really is kind of the hallmark spirit.
It is the hallmark. Absolutely. And it is very appropriate to have a toast before you start eating anything. Just kind of welcome your friends, your family, your guests, and from that point on, the feast starts.
The feast. And yes. Does the feast begin with caviar as kind of a starter? What role does caviar play in sort of the full-on dining scene?
I think it's one of the appetizers, as we call it, zakuski, and it would be just arranged on a table with many other offerings, and you would just typically it would be a family-style table, and so it would be just displayed in front of you, and you just take whatever you would like on your plate, and obviously caviar would be one of those, you know, options. The other thing is I wanted to talk a little bit about the caviar to explain. Traditionally, when in Russia we drink vodka, we like to have something salty after. It's almost like a, you know, dirty martini that
yes.
you want to kind right. of offset the taste of the vodka. So pickle would be very appropriate. So you do the shot, you have a little pickle or a slice of a pickle, and you bite it after it. So it's the saltiness. So I think also the caviar is the more expensive way to bring salt taste into your palate, you know, after the caviar. So maybe there's also kind of a combination there, you know.
I love that. Now, how many different caviars do you have on the caviar menu here?
I offer 3 different black caviars. It is all American caviar, but it is very good quality. I've tasted many different ones. We've had fun with family at the house where I lined up all of them and we all took little spoons and numb on it and go, this is salty. This is this. And so we all picked our favorite ones. And so from that, I created a list.
That's great. Well, anyway, we're going to continue our conversation with you, talking about great vodkas, great caviars, and also great Russian cuisine. When we come back with you, we're going to take a quick news break and thank a couple of sponsors. And when Natasha rejoins us, we're going to keep talking about the wonderful world of Russia from both a culinary and a cocktail scene. And you do not want to miss 1 minute. You're listening to On the Menu live on AM 790 KNST. Stick around. We'll be right back.
Spice up your Saturday night. He'll tell you where to have fun tonight. On the Menu with Matt Russell is on KNST.
And welcome back to On the Menu Live. It's Matt Russell broadcasting live from Kalina Russian Cuisine and Tea House, 8963 East Tankaverde Road, right in the beautiful Tankaverde Valley, Tankaverde and Bear Canyon, here having a wonderful Russian cuisine and cocktail experience with my good friend, our celebrity co-host for the full hour from the Tucson foodie, Adam Lehrman.
And it's just about to get fun here. Well, we've been having fun, but we're about to take it up a notch here.
And why is that?
Well, I have three different types of vodka sitting in front of me.
Now, these aren't just any vodkas. As I understand from the lovely Jordan, who just came and delivered some vodkas to us with love and with great intention, we are tasting a Zubrovka vodka, which I understand is a Polish vodka, a bison grass infused vodka, and we're also going to be trying a Kalashnikov vodka, which is actually from Russia, which is a wheat vodka, and I believe there was a third one that just sort of made its way.
And it's brown,
and so we're going to have to find out from Natasha, Kalina, maybe this is like a dessert vodka, maybe it's a honey infused vodka, something like that. But anyway, there is the vodka and caviar bar, which we're showcasing here all hour on the radio show. We've got three beautiful black caviars, the Bowfin, the Paddlefish, and the Hackleback caviar, really representing a wide spectrum of flavors and textures here. There's a red salmon caviar, and there's all these wonderful premium Russian vodkas that are here and only here at Kalina. And what I love about this menu, Adam, is that she actually has a pairing suggestion on the menu and how to pair up certain vodkas with certain caviars. So you really maximize the flavors of both when they're coming together.
She's got to have that on there. It's unfamiliar territory to me.
That's right. And who better to navigate us through the world of vodka and caviar and also through the world of authentic Russian cuisine, Eastern Europe cuisine, is the lovely Natasha Kalina. And she is keeping herself quite busy here in the kitchen. And as she said earlier in the show, Adam, when she's talking about handmade, scratch-made, it is all from the very gifted hands of Natasha herself. And Natasha, thanks for joining us back on the show.
Hello. Thank you. I brought you some caviar here.
Yes, you did. I don't know where to start. I mean, let's do this. I mean, the vodka has been sitting here. Adam and I have shown remarkable restraint by not even attempting to take these down without our guide. So we have three lovely spirits to enjoy. Where would you suggest we start our sampling?
Well, I think we should start with the caviar first. A Russian standard, which is your middle one right here, is the clear white one. No odor. And again, it is an experience. So you have two different caviars here that I brought you, Bowfin and Hackleback. Bowfin is the lower end, and Hackleback is the higher end, what I offer on the menu. As you see, it's presented with the sour cream, traditional way to serve it. And dill is the choice of the herb for Russia.
Beautiful.
Everything goes with the dill and sour cream.
And the nose, the aroma, are you getting that fresh dill from the moment the plates arrived on the table? It's just this wonderful waft of dill that is cascaded across the table. It's just beautiful. You guys take your herbs seriously here at Kalina.
Yes, we do, and it's fresh.
Okay, so I don't want to violate protocol in any way.
Yes, neither do I. You tell it.
How do we do it? We're following your lead. And vodka.
There is no wrong way, okay? And it's also traditionally served on mini blini.
What is that?
It is like a little pancake.
Okay. And you make those here?
Yes. Okay.
And for people at home, the mini blini looks like a round cracker.
Well, it's soft.
Oh, it's soft.
It's a pancake.
Okay,
it's
a pancake. It is soft.
Okay.
Now they just keep bringing vodka.
Wow, we have now. We now have four vodkas in front of us.
But who's counting?
Hey.
So which we're going to try? You said this. This one
the,
right here.
The white one. Okay, now I'm confused.
The Kalashnikov or the Zubrovka?
Oh, okay, okay. Never mind. This is Kalashnikov. Okay, this one right here, Russian standard.
Okay, Russian standard.
The Russian standard. You have to take one of the caviar blinis in your hand.
Are these all the same?
This is Bofin right here.
Okay, we're trying the Bofin.
And if you would like sour cream, you can just dap a little bit and put some sour cream on top.
You recommend? Yes.
Yes, I think, you know, if you want the traditional experience
that's what we're all after. Okay.
And that way, it's served on a side so that, you know, people can choose whether they want a lot of sour cream or less, you know.
It's like doing oysters. Like, you might want to put some of that stuff on there.
Exactly.
You might be a hardcore. Yeah.
Exactly. You know, it's all about choices in America.
Yeah.
So do we, is there, and how do we do this? I mean, am I popping this bad boy in my mouth?
Just
go
for it.
Drink first?
You drink
first.
Oh, you drink, that's right, because the salt, as you said.
And you do the whole, you do the whole shot, right?
Sure.
Okay.
We're at Kalina.
They're little.
I mean,
cheers.
Cheers. Davai.
They're tiny.
Davai?
Davai.
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 Here we go.
Oh. Yeah. And now we do the caviar.
And now you do the caviar.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
So you've nailed it. So you have that wonderful, you know, almost it was like an herbaceousness of that vodka. I mean, people say odorless, tasteless, colorless.
Oh,
it has a wonderful flavor.
Vodkas are so different.
Served chilled, let's just say, traditional. I mean, that was a beautiful chilled vodka.
It
has
to
be chilled. And the sultriness, that gorgeous caviar, just sort of velvety, dancing across my palate.
I didn't invent this. This was invented millions of years ago.
No, I'm quiet right now because I'm really, enjoying that. That was really good. It's like, you got to get, I have to come back here for like many of those.
Yeah. Yeah. For not a lot of money. And just, we're going to be putting our pictures up on our Facebook page and our Instagram, of course, so you could see, but we love the texture of caviar because it's, you know, like I said, it's sort of velvety, but it also has, you've maintained the integrity of the actual eggs themselves.
Oh, they have to be. If they don't, then you don't have a good caviar.
Right. So there's that little pop, there's that little bite, there's that little crunch a little bit,
which
is what you want.
So, yeah, the only way I can explain this to people that aren't here is that the vodka, if you've ever had a very, very, very smooth vodka, that goes down, and then immediately it's followed by this beautiful, salty, briny, sour, creamy.
I mean, it's a pairing that is just made.
It's a rush in heaven.
Yes. A rush in heaven.
All right. That's exactly right. Well, before we go on to the next vodka, so, you know, you were not a native Tucsonan. Natasha Kalina.
No.
I mean, tell us a little bit about your story. So you are from the motherland?
Yes, sort of. I kind of refer to Russia because, you know, it's a big chunk of land all the way over there on the other side of the world. But actually, if you would be specific, my parents from Ukraine.
Yes.
And I grew up in Minsk, Belarus. We moved because my dad had a different job there. But I spent every summer with my grandmothers in Ukraine. And so we came here about 20 years ago. And I have always wanted to open a Russian restaurant. So for the past almost 2 years, I'm living the dream. And it's been an exciting and eye-opening learning experience. So
And where do a lot of your recipes come from? Are they family, old family recipes?
It is most of the recipes. It is family recipes, and I want to emphasize that I want to give people an experience of authentic, the names, the presentation, the taste, what they will try here. If they will ever go to Russia and they will order the same dish, it will taste and look exactly the same way.
And that's what we're looking for. And the ritual that goes with that. I mean, it's the practice. It's the generations of time and passion that you brought here and manifest for your customers.
I'm hoping, it happens.
You've hit the bullseye with us. Now, is there much of a difference between Ukrainian cuisine and Russian cuisine? Or, I mean, are they all sort of
on
the same map?
At home, we never thought about that there's a different cuisines. You know, you just kind of make food that you like and you just eat it, you know. But, for example, like if we will talk about dumplings, I have on the menu pelmeni. It's a Russian dumplings. Traditionally, it actually started in Siberia. So dumplings would be called Siberian dumplings, pelmeni, and it's usually stuffed with meat only. And the difference between pelmeni and vareniki, which is Ukrainian dumplings, is what you put inside and the shape of it. Yeah, but you still, you know, make the dough, you stuff it with something, and you boil it. And, of course, you serve it with the sour cream, so everything comes with the sour cream. Mm. And, you know, so, again, it's very similar, but there's a different taste, there's a different shape, yet, you know.
Well, I'm sure everything on the menu is good, but if someone's going to come here, and this is what I do when I go to a place I've never been before, especially a cuisine I haven't had before, what is something that you have to try? If you're coming here, you know, you're not obviously ordering everything off the menu. What should a newcomer here, what do they have to get?
I absolutely would recommend pelmeni.
Russian dumplings. There it is.
The dumplings.
Yes.
Okay.
It is very traditional Russian dish. Yes, it is first one on my entrees.
Gotcha.
The beef stroganoff, everyone makes it. Everyone makes it different. I think mine is the best. It is also gluten-free. I offer it over egg noodles or mashed potatoes. Traditionally in Russia, you eat it over mashed potatoes, which it is gluten-free.
Is that what we're looking at?
That's what you have. But
we're going to try that in a minute, and it's just a gorgeous presentation. Again, these photos are going to be up on our Facebook page. And I want to remind our listeners that Natasha Kalina is going to be offering one of you the chance to win a gift card to experience Kalina Russian cuisine and tea house for yourself. If you're the first person to call in with the right answer to our trivia question, this is going to be a fun one. So make sure you listen in, fellow foodies. Now, borscht. You cannot have an authentic Russian culinary experience without borscht. You call
Absolutely.
The beet near and dear to your heart. Why is that?
It is my Ukrainian grandmother recipe. Mm. It is my father's mom. And she made this borscht for me when I was a little girl, whenever I would visit her. And so it's just every time I eat it, it just brings the memories where I said what was around me. And don't make me cry. Okay.
Moving on from the borscht.
Yes, I know.
I think I love these unscripted moments on this show. And cry if you must, Natasha, because this is the authenticity, Adam, that we're talking about.
Absolutely.
When we're talking about family tradition, we're talking about a personal passion about the culinary arts. We're talking about, you know, roots and history, all on parade here at Kalina. And when you get sort of an emotional response to a question about beets, you know that you are absolutely in the heart of...
Yeah, the energy is in the food, for sure.
The energy is totally in the food. So my hat is off to you, Natasha.
Thank you.
Absolutely beautiful.
Let's talk about borscht.
Let's talk about borscht. Anyway, I've got a little bit of feedback. I don't know if... we're still going? We're still going strong. Okay, so hours of operation, we want to talk about whether or not... I understand you're open for dinner... Every night now.
Open for dinner every night, 5 till 9. Open all day Saturday. So if you would like to come over for tea or lunch,
lunch
it's available
on Saturdays,
on Saturdays
only? Okay.
Yes.
And before we go to our trivia question, before we have a bite of this wonderful beef stroganoff, you actually have some Russian beer tasting dinners that are coming up as well. Talk a little bit about those.
Yes, absolutely. Again, very unknown, but very good beer. I got... Old Baltica, if you know what Baltica is.
I'm stumped.
I don't.
But Baltica, I guess a great Russian craft beer, right?
Yes, it is. It's also a sea.
From the Baltic Sea.
There it is.
Baltic.
Thank you.
See, we bring the smart ones on the show when we come out here.
Very good. Geography check mark. So, yes, it's a structured five-course dinner. It's paired with five different beers, and we're going to make it kind of organized and talk a little bit about each course and each beer and make an introduction and just have fun with it.
I just want to make sure that there's not a typo on what I'm reading. So November the 13th and November the 20th, make a reservation for the Russian beer tasting dinners at Kalina Russian Cuisine, five-course dinner paired with selections of Russian beer for $40 a person.
That is correct.
Now, am I missing, does that include the beer?
Yes.
Does that include the food?
Yes.
For $40.
Includes a seat.
Five courses. Yes. Do you get to sit down?
You're even going to get a fork and a knife.
So I challenge anybody to find a five-course beer pairing dinner, again, made at the hands of Natasha Kalina herself for only $40 with a prepaid reservation. So I'm sure your phone is going to start ringing off the hook now. How can people make reservations? Is there a telephone number to call on your website, perhaps?
On the website, or call me, 520-360-4040.
360-4040.
I answer the phone.
She's doing it all right here. And Kalina Restaurant, K-A-L-I-N-A, KalinaRestaurant.com. A very large and growing Facebook community also. Kalina on Facebook. Really join this community. Become a part of this conversation about Russian food and Russian culture, because you've captivated us here today. Again, November the 13th and November 20th for two Russian beer tasting dinners. Man, this sounds good.
It does sound good. However, on the back of this menu is a dessert menu, and I'm just looking at this apple fondant cake. Can you tell me about this?
Yes, it's
sorry.
Going right to the dessert.
Seriously.
Real quick.
Let's drink a vodka. But yeah.
All right. I have a sweet tooth. Yeah.
Let's talk a little bit about the beef stroganoff, but we do want to give, we want to honor the space that this next vodka occupies. Are we going to be doing the Zubrovka or the Kalishnikov?
Let's do Kalashnikov.
Kalashnikov.
That's the
clear one. Also.
Okay. Okay.
Yes.
Okay.
Now this one is a special one. No,
the other one.
The other one.
Yes. Okay.
This is a special one because it is 41% proof.
41%.
Okay? Yes, it is 41%.
Stretching the boundaries of the ABV.
It is
up a point.
Designed for a strong Russian army soldiers, and so for you to prove that you're
shall
yes,
I say
stretch your muscles.
Strong like bull. Strong Russian army soldiers. No one can compete with us, soldier. All right. Davai.
Davai.
And a caviar.
Oh, completely different
that
taste.
That one's
too.
Clean.
See? Beautiful, clean, crisp. And just that layer of salt, that blanket.
That's
of salt
exactly
coming
what
right
you
over
just need,
the tongue.
Just a little bit, you know, to. Chase
okay.
it down.
We want to give away a gift card. Then we're going to get to our tasting. We have one person that wants to win. We're going to have a million people that want to win. But only one of you is going to be a guest of Natasha Kalina if you know the answer to this question.
How many pounds of sour cream do we use in 1 week?
Okay. How many pounds of sour cream do they use in 1 week at Kalina Russian Cuisine? As you say, sour cream is like the Russian ketchup. Is that
yes,
what you said?
Is.
So if you think you know the answer to the question, give us a call right now, 880-5678, 880-KNST, for a chance to win a gift card to experience Kalina Russian Cuisine for yourself. Good luck, fellow foodies. Stick around. We'll be right back.
Do you realize how many fantastic restaurants are in Tucson? He's your cheat sheet. On the Menu with Matt Russell is on KNST.
And welcome back to On the Menu Live. It's Matt Russell broadcasting live from Kalina Russian Cuisine and Tea House here, 8963 East Tankerville Road, having a great time with Adam Lehrman, Tucson foodie with a renewed appreciation for vodka and caviar. Having a great time.
And how.
Yeah. And the lovely Natasha Kalina. Here she is with that just show-stopping smile, introducing us to a world of global flavors, worldly cuisine.
Something we didn't know about.
Lovely vodkas, lovely caviars. Again, make reservations for these great Russian beer tasting dinners, November the 13th and November the 20th. Five-course dinner, perfectly paired with Russian beers, only $40. A person with a prepaid reservation, 360-4040, 360-4040, or go to KalinaRestaurant.com. for all the information about this wonderful menu and this wonderful place. Well, Natasha, we've got a bunch of callers that think that they know the answer to the question. Again, the question is, how many pounds of sour cream does Natasha Kalina go through in 1 week here at Kalina Russian Cuisine? And we're going to go to line one and see if Mike knows the answer to the question. Hey, Mike, how are you? Well, we lost Mike. Oh, he's going to be so upset. But you know what? I bet Bob is going to be excited. But he's caller two.
Hello,
we've got
yeah,
Bob on the line. Bob, how are you?
It's at least 105.
105 pounds, he says. 105 pounds.
I
Natasha?
Wish I would be that busy, but.
No, so you're a little, that's a little high?
Just a little high.
Okay, no, Bob, sorry. 105 pounds of sour cream is a lot of sour cream, and she's not quite there. But that opens up a line at 880-KNST, 880-5678. And we're going to see if Ron knows the answer to the question. Ron, how many pounds of sour cream do they go through every week here at Kalina Russian Cuisine? Hello, Ron, are you with us?
Ron, are you there?
Okay, so we've missed Mike and we've missed Ron. Bob said 105 pounds. Kat, let us know when another caller is in. We've got the question of the week. Okay, 21
pounds.
Yeah, I'm here.
Yes, I hear you, Ron.
21 pounds.
20. All right.
Just a little too low.
Oh, 21 pounds is a little low. Okay, 20. So it's somewhere between 21 pounds and 105 pounds, but it's only an hour show. 880-5678, 880-KNST. Did you say Bruce?
Yes. Hello?
Bruce, what's the answer?
35.
Yep. 35 pounds, Natasha.
Getting closer.
Is he high? Is he low?
A little low.
Okay, 35 pounds is a little low. Anyway, thank you so much for calling in. That opens up a line, 880-5678, 880-KNST. We think Nick might know the answer to the question. Nick, how are you?
40.
40 pounds, Nick says, Natasha. I mean, it's up to you. It's your restaurant. You can take it or you can leave it or you can go on to the next one.
Okay,
but,
how are you?
That's very close. It's close enough.
Close enough?
Yeah, we're good.
Okay.
How many do you go through?
60.
60. Yeah.
Okay. That's close enough, Natasha says. Congratulations. We've got a winner. Don't go away because Kat back in the studio is going to get all your information. We're going to send that gift card out to you in the mail. Thank you so much. Wow. It took us
five callers,
but we absolutely nailed it.
And he was still off.
And he was still off. So how many pounds did you say?
60.
60 pounds of sour cream a week here at Kalina.
It goes with everything.
I mean, on the caviar, on the borscht, on the beef stroganoff, and what a great segue that is. Talk a little bit about this beef stroganoff that we're about to enjoy.
It's a beast stroganoff, I think.
Again, with the dill. You've hit it with this lovely
absolutely. You have to have dill, and it's creamy. It's a white wine mushroom sauce. It simmers for quite some time before it actually becomes what it should be, and we use kind of like a carne asada type meat.
Beautifully tender.
Again, everybody's style is a little bit different, you know, and I don't think that meat is really important what kind of a meat that you're using, but it's all in a sauce. So if the sauce has the flavor and, you know, to your likings. And I think the trick is garlic.
Yeah, I mean, I think you nailed it when you said the sauce. I mean, that really is the centerpiece of the dish.
Absolutely.
That's the taste. That's the texture that we're looking for. And it's this wonderfully creamy, rich, not overbearing because it's got
full flavor.
And if you think about it, beef stroganoff is one of those things, like, it's just, you know, it's like the bane of, like, TV dinners, and this is the real deal right here.
Yeah, and we're getting into season now. Yeah, you know, the temperature's starting to drop a little bit. You're thinking of this
stuff.
Kind of food.
This is the real, this is like, this is where it originated. I mean, this is the.
And it's gluten-free.
Gluten-free. The egg noodles are gluten-free.
Not the noodles.
Oh, got the noodles. Okay.
We serve it over mashed potatoes, and the sauce is gluten-free.
Okay, that's wonderful.
So good.
That's
so delicious.
That has to be the sort of the centerpiece of the experience here at
Kalina. It is the most popular dish.
Beef stroganoff.
Yes. I love seeing original dishes. You know, it's just great. I love it.
Okay, well, let's have time and try the Zubrovka.
So this is a bison grass-infused vodka.
Yes. It is unknown here, absolutely. I do want you to smell it because it has.
I noticed it reminded me of gin a little bit.
There's a little love.
You would not guess what's in it.
There's a floral note to it. I can't pick it up. I mean, I'm getting a floral.
I know you will never guess it.
Okay, well, I'm going to drink it.
Maybe if I drink it, I'll
guess it. Anyway, davai.
Davai.
Davai. All right, here we go. Oh, a little bit of a sweetness on that. But I don't know if that's from the grass, from the veg. It's vegetal.
It's vanilla-ish.
I'm getting a
vanilla-ish.
Sweet kind of vegetal. It's vanilla.
Close there. Coconut.
Coconut. The Zubrovka.
It's unbelievable. Do you taste? It's just the taste lingers on your tongue.
That's the aftertaste.
It just stays there.
Man, just, what caviar would I pair with that one?
You know, that one is really kind of tricky. I think that it has to be on its own, you know,
because it
has so much going on there that you don't need caviar for that,
okay? I mean, that's just like a kiss. That just keeps on giving that wonderful gift. I absolutely love it. Yeah, it was our first kiss, Natasha. I will never forget this moment at all. Anyway, Natasha Kalina of Kalina Russian Cuisine. The hour goes by so fast when we've got wonderful guests. Thank you so much. We will see you soon at Kalina.
Thank you.
Adam Lehrman, Tucson Foodie, always great hanging
always
out with
fun,
you.
Matt.
Divai to you and your family.
Divai.
Always nice to see you. Anyway, if you missed any part of this show whatsoever, the entire show is going to be posted on our website as well as to iTunes as a free podcast on themenulive.com. In the meantime, it is Matt Russell and Natasha Kalina and Adam Lehrman reminding you if it is Saturday at 4 to 5,
it's on the menu live.
We will see you at Kalina Russian Cuisine. Again, 8963 East Tanka Verde Road. Fellow foodies, you are in for a real treat. Cheers. Have a great weekend.